back. You're listening to Chat with Women and I, Rochelle.
And I'm Pam.
And it's Dr. Lana Day. She's in studio with us. And you know, if you ever have a question, you can go to her new website, askdrlana.com. Welcome, Dr. Lana.
Thank you. And I am getting questions, which I really like. And I answer all of them.
Fabulous.
I had several questions last week about why does our relationship need to change? We're happy the way we are. Which I thought was an interesting question.
That is.
Because it is true that we're comfortable with what's familiar and we're comfortable with routines, but they're not memorable. Uh-huh. And we really do need to keep creating new memories.
That's
and
nice.
In fact, I dragged my husband out last night and the neighbor to go see
the moon?
To go see the supermoon.
Uh-huh.
And so
what time was that?
It was at 8:30.
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
No,
they were reluctantly willing.
Were they? Somebody has to be the motivator.
Yes, I think my husband, when it was kind of smoggy and we weren't seeing it, was making some comments about whether this was a fiasco or not. Mm. But in the end, he said, I'm really glad we did that because it's an experience we'll remember.
Yeah.
And if we had had just another night at home watching 60 Minutes,
sure,
we wouldn't have had any memory of it at all.
That's good.
Right.
And I thought, you know, that's exactly why it's important to keep adding new things and changing, because otherwise,
right,
yes, you're comfortable, but years drift into years.
You're bored.
And pretty soon, there's nothing new. There hasn't been any new experience that you've shared now for a long time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that is boring.
Right. It's very stagnant.
It's bad for your brain, and it's bad for your relationship, and it's bad for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because
absolutely,
the brain needs new experiences. It needs surprises, because it's a use it or lose it sort of thing.
Right.
And, you know, I think about this because it can be one-sided in a relationship, but I think it's okay, like what you did.
Yeah.
You dragged your husband out to go see the moon. Okay.
I did.
He was reluctant, but then at the end he went, you know, this was really a good thing.
Yes.
So, yes, maybe there it's a one-sided, the one side is always pulling.
Yes.
But, you know, in the end, it gets recognized.
Well, and it's part of what makes you a couple.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be the same, and it doesn't have to be. You can't usually bring the same things to the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're the idea one,
right,
then go with your ideas. Don't wait for the other person to do it. So I think that's really an important thing. On my website this week, for all of you listening, I think it's time to sort of do an update on what it means to be a personal best.
Mm-hmm.
So each day there'd be some postings and some exercises for you to do to really look at how do you want to be this coming fall? What do you want to do? What new things do you want to add? And it's important that we keep updating those things. It's important for us individually, and it's also important for us in our couple relationships. So,
like what, Dr.
Yeah,
Lana?
That's what I was thinking. So are you saying like lose 10 pounds, you know, the normal
exercise?
Yes, I did have some things from people about the weight issue we talked about last week.
Right.
Of people saying, I already know, I don't want anybody to tell me.
Right.
Well, you got to talk about those things even though they're difficult. So those are ways of updating yourself. Look at the things that you're not really happy with yourself about and do something about it. Start putting together an action plan. You know, we're never too old to change. You know, we just aren't.
I think if it's important, then it's important.
It's all important.
Exactly.
And all the choices we make them whether we're conscious of them or not. So I'm suggesting taking this week to really be conscious about those choices.
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy with your weight? Are you happy with your relationship?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Lynn and I talked this weekend about what we wanted to do this fall or this winter. And we've usually taken several international trips. And we both felt like this year travel is such more of a hassle.
Right. Everybody is saying this.
The airports, the airliners.
Yeah.
And so we just started. In fact, we went up to Whidbey Island and we went for a walk in the South Whidbey State Park. And we talked about how much we enjoyed that and doing more things around here.
Right.
And not just repeating our pattern.
Right.
Which is another reason I think it's really important to do these sort of self-assessment updates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is what we usually do the same thing we want to do now? Well, for us, it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it was beautiful. Like you said, we went up for a birthday party and we just had a great time just doing this mile hike to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. And it was a simple, fun thing.
Doesn't have
it's
to
like
be
like our
this,
moonlight.
Yeah, 18-hour flight. No. Because it's interesting, you know, one of the beautiful places is Rosario.
Oh, yes.
And they have that beautiful hotel now.
Oh, yes.
I guess they've remodeled it. And you think about, you know, it takes
it's
a little
here.
While. It's
yes.
here. And
but you get to take a ferry ride,
yeah,
which always
right.
makes
yeah.
you feel
so,
like you're going on vacation.
It's a really, you know, and then, of course, we recommend Quinault Beach Resort and Casino
yes,
at the ocean.
Thing, you bet.
Because you go there, again, you can walk on the beach. You,
and it's
you
a
know,
different experience.
It's a different experience. You know, Jim and I went over Christmas, and it was so much fun, I have to say. We
yeah.
laughed.
Oh,
and
it was grand.
And we ate fabulous food, and we gambled a little, and we walked on the beach.
It's a vacation.
And doesn't it change yeah. your relationship?
Yes.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it really
it's more
does.
Fun.
Yes, it does. You have
yeah.
a new experience to chat about and
right.
share.
You're
and you
absolutely
have a new,
right.
And you have a new memory, and we
yes.
have to
right.
creating new memories.
You're right.
Otherwise,
you forget about that. So it's
yes.
good that you're reminding us, because it's so easy to get in those old patterns.
Where you routinely go yeah. to the same place.
Yeah, go to the same place.
You know what I think is also good, and I'm only saying it because I went to one this weekend, but going to a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
I think a wedding just sort of reignites
so
things. That you hear, you know, the rabbi or the pastor who met the officiator. You see a couple that's so in love.
Just
it's
starting
so
out.
Sweet. Just starting out.
Yes.
You know, all the family
and all
participate.
The
yeah. And
lots
the family participates. Mm-hmm. And you all of a sudden go, yeah, that's what it's all about. It's really lovely.
It is. And we went to a birthday party, as mm-hmm. I said, up in
which
Whitby,
is fun,
which
too.
Which was also fun because mm-hmm. we've known our friends for a long time, but we haven't really known their family.
Mm.
And now they have grandchildren.
Oh, sweet.
So now you've got these three yeah. generations.
Extended.
And it was just so fun and to meet people we didn't know that they know. So
right.
we had things in common. But again, it was just this really nice new experience of being with people and being present, enjoying what is mm-hmm, now. And
right.
I think, to me, that was a good reminder when I was doing the setup for the website this week, kind of going through these things myself mm-hmm. and thinking, oh, you know, it's really important just to be present with people
mm-hmm,
and
right.
just to enjoy what you're doing while you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, having new experiences, being present, and really having this sort of insight or assessment with yourself mm-hmm. and with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Because you may be thinking the same old is okay, and your partner may be thinking, boring.
Yes, right.
Well, and if you're not talking about it, guess what?
Guess what?
That's
yeah.
when all the little problems begin.
Yeah, and you really do drift apart, or sometimes mm-hmm. as an avalanche, but, you know, we do come apart if we don't come together.
Mm-hmm.
There's
right.
no stasis. I mean, mm-hmm. nobody is staying no. still. So if you think your relationship is just fine because it's the way it's always been, I think you're making a big mistake.
You need to reassess.
You really, that mm-hmm. is really a mistake.
And I'll tell you something. I think what's, yes, the weather is really, really hot. But to me, I think it's a wonderful opportunity to grab each other's hand and go for a walk.
Go wading.
Go wading. I like that. Yes,
you
indeed.
Know,
go cool off.
It's just so easy mm-hmm. to find, to use your environment the way it is to do something new. Look
mm-hmm.
around.
Mm-hmm.
What are other people doing?
Right.
Like
well,
the wading. I saw
here.
These little kids wading the other night, and I thought, oh, we need to go do that.
You're going to
drag him out again.
Roll up those pants, Lynn. It's time to get out there.
That's right. But there are just so many little things like that you can do that are really memorable.
Mm-hmm. You have to remind yourself.
And you do. You have to mm-hmm. bring it forward,
right.
and you have to be intentional about making it happen, because it doesn't just happen on autopilot.
Well, and I think about Malik, my son, who's got two kids, and he has a pregnant wife. So if you don't make
right
an effort, and her birthday is coming up, her 30th birthday, and the gift that I'm giving her, which I won't say on air, is an experience.
Good.
So, and I've learned a lot about that. The more we talk about
yes.
that, rather than a new dress
right.
that she may never wear, why not more experiences?
They are more, we remember moments, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, exactly.
We really do.
It's very true.
And
it's
I'd not, rather have that.
Oh, so would I, yeah.
I mean, as a gift, I mean, it's so, who cares about, a lot of times she goes, what did I get from them?
Oh, right.
But I'll tell you what, They gave us a trip last year for Christmas that we went to the ocean. And,
yes.
Excuse me, I do remember it. And I will never forget it.
Right. Well, you don't have to ask us to excuse you. We lived through that trip. We enjoyed
you
it.
Watched every, you enjoyed
too.
Every minute with me.
We enjoyed every minute. I loved where you stayed.
And my bike ride.
But it
see,
is
that's
true.
That's interesting because if you said to me, what did they give me the year before?
Right.
I couldn't
You'd have
tell
gone,
you.
I
can't.
No.
It's unbelievable the difference that, but as couples, if we don't start doing it, it's the
that's
same
right.
issue.
And it,
same
and it
issue.
Really does need to be new.
Yes, it does. Or you could do something that you experienced maybe several years ago,
sure.
but you loved it.
Yes.
Right.
You know, so
right.
you can repeat it,
right.
but not every year. Then it's like, you
because
know.
There is always personal growth. There's either mm-hmm. growth or...
Growth.
Or not growth.
Or not growth.
Well, I really want
and
to recommend...
growth isn't good.
I
yes.
want to recommend your website, Dr. Lana, AskDrLana.com, because, you know, there's times, and I know Rochelle and I have been in this place where I didn't know where I'd go ask, you know, a professional
right.
like
right.
you a question. And they can go to AskDrLana.com and get some questions answered.
And I will answer them.
And that's important.
I mean, that's really fabulous.
Yeah, it's
you know,
fun
a lot
too.
Of times you just don't always know. You're like, should I do this? Is this right?
And you know you what? Know? She's not personally tied to you.
No.
So this is very, you know, this is someone who's going to give you
anonymous.
The right answer.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no hard feelings here.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be heavy duty. A lot of things are yeah. really have simple solutions
right.
that are practical and that you can do now.
We love that.
Which we love. Well, thank you so much for joining
My pleasure.
Us again. Again, that is AskDrLana.com.